President Trump sent shockwaves around the globe and sent the U.S. stock market tumbling downward when he announced his intention to slap tariffs on some foreign products. That didn't sit well with many lawmakers on Capitol Hill. And unlike past battles with Congress, this time most Republicans are also wary of his plan. Tidewater area Republican Congressman Scott Taylor speaks for many in his party on the issue when he says he wants free trade, but he also doesn't want countries like China dumping cheap steel on the international market.
You know, I'm concerned. I'm a free trader, but I also want fair trade. I think he's not wrong. So there, you know, there's dumping, there's cheating. At the same time, I think, you know, we don't want to go too far to where we're creating trade wars and hurting ourselves and our allies, right?
Taylor says the surprise announcement hit many foreign leaders in the gut, but he's still waiting to see what comes of it.
It's probably not the best way to do that. However, it may end up getting some movement.
Republican Morgan Griffith represents the more industrial, energy-producing southwestern part of the Commonwealth. He's worried the proposal could end up increasing prices on his industries.
So don't think that encouraging a trade war is a good thing for agriculture or manufacturing in the United States. We have been letting ourselves be taken advantage of for years, so the president's right to address it. But we have to walk a little softer while carrying the big stick.
Some lawmakers have explored rescinding the president's trade authority, but the consensus seems to be that that would set a dangerous precedent for negotiating future trade deals. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.